Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
What's up, everybody?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, wa.
Wa,
how are,
wa.
What, how are you?
Wicked wa, wa.
So you've heard of a micro cassette, have you?
You would use them in dictaphones.
Dictaphones, yeah.
They would have been...
Thank you.
If you had a talk boy from Home Alone, sorry to mention it again, I think they redid them recently though. Maybe they've gone digital, but they would have been in them too.
A microcassette?
Yes.
So yesterday, so I found a microcassette, right? And it came from my parents' house. Mm-hmm. And it was an answer machine message cassette from 1999. And I thought, oh, look at that. I wonder what's on that. So, but I don't have a microcassette player.
Nope.
Nobody does. Now, if you go on Amazon to try and buy one, they're going for 400 quid.
What?
I'm not joking you. Mad
like
money.
Old ones, like?
Yeah, original ones, yeah. So nobody has... So the answer machine itself didn't work, but the tape is fine, okay? So I don't know what's on this machine. It could be anything. It could be...
Why don't you just buy an old... I mean, I know you want to try and keep the recording, but could you not buy an old answer machine and play it back on that?
I never thought of that.
That's a lot cheaper.
That is a lot cheaper. I never thought of that. Anyway, I went to a gadget shop yesterday, and this shop sells modern-day dictaphone-type things, which are all digital now. Yeah, correct. People still leave messages for themselves.
Yeah.
Office people, ideas.
You know, you can put voice notes in your phone.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's kind of ruined it. That's one of the things that disappeared.
Kia have them in their dashboard, voice notes.
Good on you, Kia.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go to a gadget shop and they sell everything. They sell projectors, cameras.
I'd love a projector.
All your, your lightning bolt to... You know, mini
all
jacks.
All those mini
all yokes. Everything you need for all, just everything. And they do phones. They fix your phone, the whole lot.
Would I have a cable to connect the television to a kettle?
Oh, this guy, this they have everything. So there's a thing blocking the door. I'm standing at the door and he goes, "How are you?" And I went, "How are you?" And I had to shout over what I wanted because he was in the back room working on something.
And you had a mask on.
I had a mask on. I'll recreate it here for you. It doesn't sound good. I said, You don't have any. Do you remember micro cassettes? He goes, "What? do you remember micro cassettes?"
Good start.
No, and I said, "Yeah, yeah." You remember like dictaphones? They'd be little tiny cassettes. They look like about a quarter of the size of a normal old cassette, and they used to go in old dictaphones, and people used to use. Do you know? And he goes, and this is what he said: "I have no idea what you're talking about." All right, well, this is, like, you can't go any further with it. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
How old was he?
He was in his 30s. He's never heard of dictaphones. He's never heard of microcassettes. Microcassettes, fair enough, but you've heard of cassettes, right? And dictaphones, everyone has.
Like, they're in movies and, doctors always had them in Home and Away.
Anyway, I don't know what's on this tape from 1999, but I'm getting myself, probably get an answer machine. That's a good shout. And I have a thing to record it into.
Let me see how much they
and it could be like aunties and uncles who are no longer with us and everything in there.
Jim. I mean, way to bring it down.
No, but it could be interesting to hear the messages.
Images for old answer machine for sale.
So I looked it up and there's people. People are looking for these. I'm not the only person who's thought of this. And they said that they have tapes from their family house that they found. And they have them in a box or whatever.
€23, by the way, on eBay.
What is?
Old answer machines.
Oh, are they?
Okay. €11. 35. Oh, that looks very a vintage Panasonic micro cassette telephone, €35. Jesus, this thing still looks futuristic.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's got AutoLogic.
Anyway, so I'm going to get safe, and then when I get the thing, I'm going to transfer it, and I'm going to find out what's on it. And what I'll do is, if there's anything funny or anything interesting,
funny how,
or like if there's a kind of weird message from, you know, somebody screaming, where are you? Something like something that sounds very 1999.
I'm going to send you this one I found, Jim, because dude, this looks very elaborate, and it's only £35.
Stay listening to the podcast Extra Bits, because in the next week or so, I should take ownership of for transferring what I'm looking to. Now I could, I've thought about asking around. I'm sure a load of people have a microcassette dictaphone in their, any kind of executive around the time would have had it in their attic or something. But I don't have time for that. So I'll get an answer machine.
Yep.
I'll transfer it. And if it's any good, I'll bring you what happened. What, a message from 1999.
Ooh.
From a dusty
what
box.
What if you're on it?
I could be on it, yeah. I could be, how are you?
You could be, I need a lift. Will you come and get me? I'm out of my box and I'm after being doing a prank call.
I don't know.
You could have prank called your own answer machine.
I wouldn't really have prank called. I would have prank called my parents, but I wouldn't have prank called their answer. I don't think I would have, anyway.
This one says, lovely working condition. A bit like yourself.
Yeah. They all say.
Now, this one looks like it's, like this has the DC adapter plug and everything on it. It's, this looks good. It's got a dit. No, it's not a dit.
I got a thing on eBay before and I bought it and it said, fully functional, it said, right?
Import charges. You Brexit. Seriously.
Fully functional, it said. And then when I purchased it, they sent me an email and they said, oh, by the way, I don't know if this is working. I didn't have time to check it. Well, why would you say fully functional in your ad, you spoofing?
Best thing about flutes, an ad, yeah, if you're ever selling anything, whether it's a car, a couch, an answer machine, if there's a mark, put it on the picture. If there's something wrong with it, just say it, because you'll still get someone to buy it, but at least then you won't get someone storming off when they actually see it in the flesh.
Yeah, don't spoof us.
Honesty is the best policy. If there's a scuff on the rear bumper, put it in the photograph. People will actually think you're more honest as a seller if you do that.
So
that's my advice.
I know it seems a bit weird, but like, think of Reeling in the Years. We're all looking forward to watching the new series.
It's starting Sunday week, the new series of that, the 2010s to the 2019.
So this is Reeling in the Answer Machine. So, and by the way, if anyone else has a micro cassette.
Well, if you buy this, if you get this used machine, you could get people to send it in to you.
Yeah, get everybody. I'll start transferring people's microcassettes for them.
Kind of a niche market, I think, Jim.
No, I won't. I won't. I won't do that.
By the way, the digitized version, no one needs voicemails anymore, yeah? There's still the odd person. I have about 12 of them sitting there. 171, you have a new voicemail. Not for me, I don't.
I go and check it there.
Really?
No, don't, because it could be private.
Well, I'll hang up if it is private. But like, who leaves? No one leaves.
Well, my sister was the only one who would leave voicemails, and she stopped even.
You have 6 new voicemails.
6.
This message was left 25th of March at 18:16.
Who's that?
Hi, Matt. Give me a call, please.
Who's that?
To return a call to this person, Frank. Press 6.
Frank. It's about cars, is it? It's all about cars. Cars, cars, cars.
Come on.
This message was left 24th of March at 12.
Again, this is the kind of content the people keep coming back for.
It's Jackie here in Sony. Just wondering.
It's Jackie and Sony. She's wondering why I'm not playing the new James Arthur song or something on the show.
No, it's a good song, Jackie. Press 6. I liked it. It's because he loves Dermot Kennedy too much.
Come on.
This message was left 12th of March.
It's lots of tension, isn't there? Here we go.
18:04.
Hi, Mark. Just calling from Michael's Restaurant. I have your Mother's Day box collection ready here.
Ooh!
Collection slot. Just wondering if you're on the way. Thanks very much.
No, I wasn't on the way. Well, that's kind of important. But
that's good. Now, let me tell you, right? The restaurant, the record person, and the... what did the other fellow do? The cars, huh?
No, it was Frank. He works here, Jim.
Oh, Frank Jess.
Frank Jess.
I didn't sound like him. So, that's interesting. So, imagine if I play messages coming soon to the podcast from 1999. Come on.
The year 2000 hadn't even happened. The Spice Girls were still going strong.
22 years ago messages. I'm like, this is going to be...
Nick McCarthy's baby hadn't been created.
This is a time machine.
Ireland were all right at football.
So, if there are any crack and they don't make me cry, I will definitely bring them to the podcast. Only crack ones, though.
Only crack ones. All right. So, tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Be warned. Be careful. Be aware of everything going on in the world. Volkswagen the other day changed their name to Volts. Volt as in voltage. Volkswagen.
Whoa, those kidders.
And they...
Oh, they got me.
They told all the big serious media companies, yeah, yeah, no, this isn't an April Fool's. That's why we're doing it on the 30th of March. And then they said, oh, actually, no, it is only a joke. But I would argue that at least it was their opportunity then to say to everyone, but don't forget, we will be going fully electric very soon.
Yeah, but at that point, people were just like, oh, you didn't change your name.
When German people try and have the crack, it doesn't always work.
When I was in Germany, they didn't understand sarcasm, and I didn't realize how sarcastic I was until I went to Germany. They just had no idea I was being sarcastic. Well, I was working in a horrible factory, and it was really intense, the work. And this guy goes, "Do you like working here?" And I went, "Oh yeah, it's great. I love it." He goes, "Really? Well, what are the factories like in Ireland?" And I was like, "No, no, no." Anyway.
I heard my German neighbours working out there the other day. Listen to some strange music.
What was he listening to? German stuff, was it?
The German equivalent of Medusa or something. It was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. German. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, German music is banging. Like, there's some of the stuff, like, their charts.
Probably good for exercise.
Their charts are excellent. Like,
the German charts?
Yeah, they're very similar to us.
David Hasselhoff is the biggest.
Ah, yeah,
career.
But come on, we've all got, like, we've got Westlife, you know? We all make mistakes.
I think they're still better than the Huff.
Well, look, people say he made his money. Same, you know.
You've never seen a video of Keane Egan crawling around his kitchen floor out of his box on YouTube.
How many songs did the Huff have?
I don't know, but he's very big in Germany, apparently.
Well, look, we all make
mistakes. By the way, I saw Baywatch the other day, the old versions of it on Challenge TV or something.
It's not been cancelled.
No, well, no. The
young ones running in slow motion.
Well, that's the thing. It's young ones in slow motion. It's fake boobage everywhere. The two lads are creeping on the girls as they're running down the beach. And like you're seeing, like it's their reaction. Mitch and some other dude. Who was that talk show host? Geraldo or something? He was in it. And the two of them are having a right perv at Pamela Anderson as she walks by, checking out her arse, checking out her boobs. Camera cuts to them. They're like, look at her. That just wouldn't happen now.
And you're sitting there watching all of it outraged.
I'm going, watching the arse. Them are the days.
This is disgraceful. I need to watch all of it and series link it.
Do you remember Gillette nearly got cancelled because of that ad? This was far. That ad should be teaching the Baywatch people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, look. We've gone all around the houses there, from Baywatch to old tapes to...
Yeah, if you got old tapes of Crime Watch, I would buy them.
Yeah.
And,
he really would. He watches it every week.
Shout out to everyone whose sky froze last night. Sharon Eve Yolan was ice, even more ice than usual. She was just staring back at me.
How long was it frozen for?
I think it was about half an hour. I thought it was just my box. I restarted it twice, and then I saw on Twitter, vroom,
everybody, yeah,
everyone getting angry at a handle. This is a disgrace at Sky Ireland. Like, what's Twitter going to do for you?
What's that 9 o'clock news she was on?
She was on the 9.
Yeah.
The match froze. Shane Long had his arms either side, but for a moment we were winning. Well, for half an hour we were winning. I mean, I think maybe it was still a draw. So that was a weird one. It wasn't just you then, if you're listening. That was everyone.
Coming up on the podcast today, we will be talking about Stephen Kenny.
Yeah, we will.
Our Nod Your Noggin was a classic. We had a prank that Emma Nolan has done, her first prank for us, and it was absolutely brilliant. She calls a fella Curtis, whose name is actually Peter Curtis, but she keeps calling him Curtis. That's coming up, and lots more.
Welcome.
You know what? I don't care.
I'm back. Bad guy.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. We don't care.
It's FM 104. Sometimes you come back to regret what you say at press conferences when you're a football
player. In fairness, he's not a bad guy.
He's not a bad guy.
He's a really bad guy. I'm only messing. Of course. Do you know what the problem is?
I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah. Do you know what the problem is?
What, Stephen?
They don't have the fans there. And
you think that would make it better?
I think that would make it better, yeah, because the fans really, like, They're brilliant. So
I know, in terms of trying to,
I think
win
we
a game,
play better. I think we play better if the fans were there.
I just mean with the lack of winning. I don't know if the fans were there at the moment would be a good thing for him. I don't know. You'd know quickly whether they're on his side
care.
Or not.
I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
You know what I'm doing?
Now just change the accent and you can go back to about 6 o'clock yesterday. I don't care and I know what I'm doing. So yeah, never lock back is the headline. Ireland will begin a cautious reopening from April 12th. It was announced yesterday. You were pretty accurate with your predictions there, Nobby.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't have taken a genius to figure it out.
Micheál Martin revealed that the 5 kilometre rule will be scrapped. People can travel within their county.
I think it was a reasonably positive announcement. I was just waiting for George Lee to come on and kill the whole thing.
Yeah, well, when you hear...
He didn't, though.
The vaccinations are ramping up. Like, as long as they do, that's good, yeah?
That's the bit, as long as they do. Yeah.
Well, they've said all along that April, May, June were going to be the months that were really going to kick in.
They kind of have said that all along, yeah. Yeah.
And you got the the Johnson & Johnson. For some reason, I keep wanting to call it the Jaffa jab.
The Jaffa jab.
But it's the Johnson & Johnson.
You get a Jaffa cake afterwards.
And you only need one of them, don't you?
You do. Although I haven't heard anyone heard any rumors about it. It was all, this is Johnson, and then it's like, whoosh, silence.
I think that's coming in like
he didn't mention it
in a few weeks. He didn't mention it, no.
The only people you kind of really, well, obviously personal services and also hospitality, you didn't really get any sort of a clear date at all. Yeah. Priorities get all the kids back to school of all ages, not just kids, teenagers, young adults.
Yeah.
And then see what happens after that.
Because it was very different to the UK version, but they've had a lot more vaccinations than we've had.
And if you're over 70, you'll be vaccinated firstly by... Or is it both of them by the middle of May? Maybe it's both. Both vaccines by middle of May. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's protecting the most vulnerable, yeah.
I think we might have a normal September to December, maybe-ish.
September to December?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be anywhere normal before that.
Oh, man.
Not like.
No,
we
I
won't be going to visit the Ring of Kerry in July. It's not going to happen.
Who got a bodyguard for their daughter, age 4? Speaking of football.
Fiance.
No.
Oh.
Thierry Henry had to get a bodyguard for his daughter when she was just 4 years old because of death threats because of that goal in 2010.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, you know.
Well, not even an innocent child. He doesn't deserve, I mean, it was, look, in the passage of time, yeah, but it was never deserving of death threats.
No. I mean, I always really admired him as a player, even though he played for Arsenal. I thought he was.
Even though he played for
Arsenal. He was phenomenal.
He was. He's amazing.
Va-va-voom, wasn't it? All that stuff.
Just wish he was a bit more.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, what could he do? It was the ref's decision.
Oh, man. Anyway, he got terrible troll abuse and it was...
That's terrible.
It targeted him. And you can understand people wanting to call him a Muppet and everything, but, like, that's as far as it should go. Hey, you Muppet, what'd you do that for? That's as far as it should go. Like, you know, yeah. Death threats, come on.
4-year-old kids. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Everybody's
been a funny old game in more ways than one.
Everyone's been horsing it on during the old lockdown, right?
Horsing what on now? What do you mean by
horsing
that?
On the weight.
Oh yeah.
But a hairdresser, she looks unrecognisable. Her name is Noelle Tynan, and she was a biscuit lover, Nobby.
Aren't we all?
She's from County Roscommon. She was spending 250 lids a month on takeaway.
On takeaway? I thought you could say biscuits.
No, no. But it's like she was eating a lot of biscuits. She was eating crisp biscuits, large big coffees with loads of sugary creamy bits in them and bobs.
Oh, I hate those. Why do people mess with coffees? You know those signs in coffee shops with like pumpkin sticking out of them and cinnamon eggnog? I'm like, they are disgusting.
So she's dropped from a size 20 to a size 8. She booked herself in for a gastric band. Last minute, she goes, no, no, do you know what? I'm going to do it myself.
Fair play to her.
Cancel the operation. She's a mum of 3. And that, like,
20 to an 8? That's so
kids hassling you. That makes you want to eat biscuits as well.
And drink wine.
It really does. I mean, it really does. Anyway, here's what she did.
And gin.
She started...
What?
No, the bitch, there's a lot of people going, oh, okay, well, how did she do that?
You only ate 10 minutes ago. Will you leave me alone?
That's how, if you can do it, people want to know, how did you do it? Tell us how you did it. And then she'll tell you how she did it, and then you go, ah, no, you're grand, I'll stick to biscuits. But here's what she did. She swapped her takeaways for fakeaways.
Okay. There must be more in it than that now.
And she made low-calorie substitutions. So she swapped all the kind of high-calorie stuff for low-calorie stuff, which makes sense.
Sounds like she took out a lot of sugar.
Yes. So she said, in the end, it got to the point where I was so disgusted about the way I looked, I couldn't even stand on the scales. The last time I weighed myself before my weight loss journey, I would have been around 14 stone. I'm only 5 foot tall, so. She says, she stopped weighing herself. Joe Wicks always says, stop weighing yourself. He calls it the sad step.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's a hairdresser, and she's chuffed with herself now. And she's got rid of all the biscuits, crisps and sweets and gone for much healthier choices.
Now, if you cut them off completely, I'd just be worried that, you know, someday you'd...
Do you remember we spoke to a listener and she had a cheat day? She lost a huge amount of weight like that, and she was having a cheat day. So one day a week she'd have anything she wanted. Booze, takeaway,
yeah, but even the cheat day isn't meant to be all day. It's meant to be like...
No,
over an hour.
I don't think she went all day, but she'd have something really nice and look forward to it all week. Like, I think
it's fairly regimented trying to do that. But yeah, fair play to you if you can. If to someone who's maintaining a six pack or a woman pack, fair play to you.
Okay, like a takeaway in County Roscommon. I'm just trying to think. If she's spending 250 quid in Roscommon, takeaways would be cheaper than Dublin. Like,
you reckon?
Oh yeah.
What's the? I would have thought there's a universal price of a bag of chips across the country, or
it's much cheaper down the country.
Am I mistaken with that? You know, I couldn't even tell you what a bag of chips is. Is it 3 quid?
Depends where you go, yeah.
And then, like, is it like pints where it can be like a euro in other parts of the... Anyway, well done.
Well done to
her. On you.
She looks great.
The normal jackpot is 10 million tonight. The Irish one.
Did we win the Euro Millions?
I don't know. Crossy's very quiet. He put a sign on his door yesterday saying, do not knock. So I don't know. He's the one who...
He's in this morning, so...
He is the slip.
He wouldn't be here if we
did. You know what? Just before the draw, I forgot to send him the money.
So did I.
And last night at 6:30, I thought, I'm not having that fella now. Not that he'd be the type.
I better send it to him now before we find out.
Oh, hang on now.
What?
If you haven't sent the money...
I know, he sent me the picture and I agreed.
Oh, I know he sent you the picture. But that's why I sent him the money at 6:30, because I was like, if just by chance 125 million is now won... I haven't sent him the money.
Well, you cut me off. Crossy,
I didn't catch you.
Would you cut me off as well? If I paid you now, you'd say no. There'd be an internal dispute.
Bip it?
Do you want to bip it?
Typically you.
I never get to bip it. Hang on. Here, a nation will hold its breath for 3 minutes and then we'll bip it. We could be sitting here. You could be listening to 325 millionaires. Million.
Except I didn't pay my money, so I might be. This is going to get interesting if
deadly.
We win.
Crossy, that's 62.5. Lovely.
Oh, Step yeah. Thanks, lads.
See, it's Jim who...
So, well done to NBC in the States, because they've got Ariana Grande as a coach. That's a bit...
Nice.
Bit of a step up from Ollie Moore's, isn't it?
Oh, no, poor old Ollie.
Well, do you know what I mean? They've got John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, I don't know, and now Ariana Grande.
Ah, you know Blake, you know. Yeah, but like...
Is he the fellow with the glasses?
Yeah. It's America. It's like, they've got a bigger
but
pool.
Ariana Grande, she's one of the biggest stars in the world.
I know.
She's going to be coach on the next season of The Voice. She'll be on the show.
Jesus, it's that's
the
good.
21st season of it. My God. John Legend as well. Like, that's pretty good.
And he's good as well. So is Randy Jackson gone now, or is that pop American Idol?
Oh, that's American Idol. I haven't heard of him for a long time.
I think he's still on.
This is Ariana performing on The Voice years ago.
So is she?
No, it wasn't a
special
contestant.
Guest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
They do duets weeks and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Blake is married to Gwen Stefani.
Love you.
Hello.
They've just announced that Glastonbury will do a live stream concert from Worthy Farm on the 22nd of May. That's the same night as the Eurovision Grand Final.
Ah, come on.
What?
Which
You'll
one
be torn?
How would you choose between such
Easy.
Two great musical events?
Easy.
May's a bit weird. That's not normally when they have Glastonbury.
No, it's not.
Why don't they do the whole of Glastonbury streamed? I'd watch that. If they can have fake crowds in the football, why can't they have fake crowds at Glastonbury? Wheel out the bands.
Because they need to make money, and if they have to pay for the Killers or whatever, they have to get ticket
pay
sales.
Pay the Killers. Well, make it.
What? Donate, a minimum amount.
Yeah, I'll give you 20 quid.
To watch the Killers.
For a weekend pass. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea, Jim.
Thanks.
Why don't you do your own Glastonbury and make money?
Okay, you're on. Do you want to help?
I know a fellow who gets you a few acts, yeah.
Who?
Promoters.
Do you? Yeah. Any decent ones now?
Oh, the promoters will be, yeah.
Good. Okay,
it's on.
What would we call it? Jim Jim's Jamboree.
Need something a bit catchier.
That's fairly catchy.
Come back to it.
I think you'll find.
Come back to it.
The Great Celebrity Bake Off. Little Mix's Jade Thirlwall was crowned star baker. No spoiler alerts. After paying tribute to her bandmates with a sweet showstopper.
Now Matt's been shaking her hand. I thought Paul Hollywood was the only person that shook hands.
He was just having the crack, Nobby. Just let them have
a bit
of
fun. But that's his thing, though.
They're in a tent. I know it's his thing, but like, why? You shouldn't be shaking hands with anyone at the moment, anyway.
Well, they all do antigen.
I know, yeah.
I love me antigen.
There can only be one star baker.
That's
and
true.
That person is...
Yeah.
Spadal.
Getting paid?
Jade.
Yay!
Jade.
She's crying. What do they do to them in that tent that they all cry?
I can't believe it. I'm in shock. Mum will be so proud.
Because, Jim, it's a lot of pressure. You're cooped up in that tent for, I don't know, is it 2 weeks? More. You get to know each other. You feel like family. That's
it. She beat off competition from Stacey Dooley and Catherine Ryan.
Well done to her. She's the curly one, in case you're not sure.
Was there a really famous actor in there as well?
There's loads of famous people.
Oh, but last night, I think there was a very famous actor. Anyway, she won. Fair play to her.
Good on you. Good on you. A bit of news about the show from a while ago. We're talking about Godzilla vs. Kong yesterday. Adam Wingard, the director, will now do a Thundercats movie. Now, people who watched that growing up must be, 50 something? Are they actually going to see an animated movie in the cinema?
Thundercats? I've never heard of Thundercats.
What?
Never heard of it. Swear to God, are they cats that fart?
Oh! They're like.
I had a Labrador who was a bit of a Thunder Labrador. Jeez, the smell of her.
No, they were like Transformers, kind of.
But they were cats.
I don't, honestly.
I've never heard of it.
Would have been like the era of He-Man and all that kind of stuff as well.
Oh, I never watched He-Man either, I don't think.
Right. That is Dish That Hurts for now. It's 7:52.
Well, the other day, Emma Nolan was chatting to me and she said, I don't know how you keep a straight face when you do those prank calls. And I said, I was just doing them. I was a bit of crack. Oh, yeah. She said, I'd never be able to keep a straight face, she said.
Oh, never.
No way I could do that, she said. And then... We were lining up a prank with a girl called Kira Curtis. She wanted to get her fella who loves his brand new speakers. They are his pride and joy. He spent a lot of money on them. And he's got these gorgeous speakers in his kitchen. He's up till 3 a.m. listening to them. And she said, can you ring and pretend you're the people he bought them from and there's a problem and you have to have them back? He'll go mad. And by the way, don't call him Curtis. That's his surname. His real name's Peter. Don't call him Curtis. So Emma Nolan said, do you know what? I'll give it a go. I won't let you down, lads.
Hello.
Hi there. Is that Peter Curtis?
It is. Who's speaking?
It's Sandra here from...
Ta-da!
Curtis, how are you today?
It's Peter. I'm good, Sandra. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. I have a bit of bad news, I suppose, for you, Curtis. Did you buy two Yamaha Orin 303 Fokker's audio systems with the Oak Fine audio speakers? I think they were delivered to you last week, Curtis.
Yes, it's Peter.
Okay. I'm afraid to tell you, Curtis, there's been a mix-up in that order that you received last week, and we're going to have to recall the speakers that you received as they went to the wrong customer. We're hoping to have someone, a courier out to you today to pick up those speakers and to deliver a different version to you, the Orin 101. I hope to have a courier around to you by about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Sorry. What was the issue? You're saying that you delivered the wrong speakers to me?
Yes, Curtis. There was a mix-up and they will have to be recalled this afternoon. I would estimate that there should be a courier there by lunchtime. And again, we do apologize.
I ordered the Fine Audio F302 Oak speakers.
Yes. And as I said, Curtis, there was a mix-up. So they will be recalled and we are hoping to have a courier with you by lunchtime to instead send you the Orin 101 speakers.
Why? Oh, you ordered the F302.
As I said, Curtis, you know, you win some, you lose some.
I don't understand what you're saying to me here.
There was a mix-up.
What I ordered is what I received.
Yes, but as I said, on our end, there was a mix-up and we're going to have to collect those as they are for a different customer, Curtis.
My name is Peter, by the way, so stop calling me Curtis. I, what do you mean there's a mix-up on your end? Explain yourself.
Sorry there, Curtis, what did you say?
Well, firstly, my name is Peter. Stop calling me Curtis. What's the mix-up? You messed up.
Yes, those speakers that you received should have gone to a different customer. So, today by lunchtime, we are hoping...
No. What do you mean? What I ordered is what I received.
And as I said approximately three times now, Curtis, that was a mix-up. And we're hoping to have...
What do you mean, a mix-up? That's like the most... Like, it doesn't make... What do you mean, mix-up?
There was an issue, obviously, with the online order. And I mean,
you're not going to honour the order that I put in.
I'm afraid we cannot.
What do you mean?
I'm just afraid we can't, Curtis.
Stop calling me Curtis. Those speakers are set up down in my living room. They're not going anywhere. I bought them. I paid for them. They're delivered. You can't just ring me and say you're taking them back.
Well, I'm afraid that's what's going to have to happen. I've been advised by management to make contact.
Okay, get management to ring me then. Get management to ring me, please.
I can pass you on to...
Well, I won't be answering the door.
Would you like me to pass you over to...
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for your time, Curtis. I'm going to pass you through to Don.
Hello.
Hello.
Curtis, is it?
No, it's Peter.
Sorry, I'm wearing a mask, unfortunately. In the office, I have to wear the mask. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, we were telling you, as Sandra was telling you, there was a mix-up on the online order.
Yeah, hang on a second. There's an offer on your website. I completed an order. I got a confirmation of the order. The money was taken out and the product was delivered.
Okay, can
I? So if you're saying that you messed... No, I'm absolutely calm. If you're saying that you messed up something on your end, that's got nothing to do with me.
Well, I'm not saying I messed up with something. Somebody else had purchased them. So it's, you know...
purchased them and they're set up in my kitchen and they're not going anywhere.
No, what I'm saying is somebody else purchased them first and then you purchased them.
I don't care. But your website should have said this is not available if that's the case. Like, this is mental. This is absolutely mental. That's madness.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of things going on at the moment that are mad, you know?
What are you talking about, man?
Well, there's plenty of things. Look, just read the news. There's plenty of things going on in the world at the moment. They're mad. They don't make any sense. This is the Fine Audio Oak speakers.
Which I purchased, paid for, yeah?
Did you?
What do you mean, did I? What are you talking about?
You sound very like Brian O'Driscoll. Did anyone ever tell you that?
This is a wind-up. This is absolutely a wind-up. It has to be.
I don't think it's a wind-up. Do you, Kara?
I better not be on the radio.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Woohoo!
We got you.
Curtis, you win some, you lose some.
His name's not Curtis. Stop calling him Curtis.
I better not be on the radio.
Oh, yeah, you are Curtis. Because Kara said you'd know all our voices. We got Emma to do it.
Oh my God.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Oh, Curtis.
FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
Okay, we are ready. Sylvia is in Lucan. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
When's the last time you took up your scissors?
Oh, God. Like, the day before Christmas Eve?
Wow.
That'd be the 23rd.
She's a hairdresser, that's why.
Have you had people banging your front door down saying, come on, will you just...
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes. Right. But
what do you say?
Tell them, go away. You just have to say, like, listen, I'm not doing any hair at home or anything, you know?
Would you not say how much is in the envelope first?
No.
Go on, I'll give you a grand. Go on, shave me head. Go on, I'll give you a grand.
To shave someone's head, yeah, no problem.
Well, look, we're hoping that you're all back soon. Cause,
hopefully, yeah.
Imagine the tips you're going to get as a hairdresser. People are going to be so delighted. They're going to be trying to lick your faces.
Yeah, that's what happened after the first lockdown.
People like a dog wasn't seen in a month.
When you're watching TV and stuff and you're walking around the street, do you not just notice how fluffy everybody's got? I just thought, oh my God, they all need a haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
They all knew their dude did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, let's try and get you some cash right now.
Fingers crossed.
You don't have to stand all day on your feet for this one. Just give us the 10 correct answers.
Are
you ready there, James?
I'm ready there, Marcus.
Okay, here we go, Sylvia. Best of luck.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
In what sport could you be on the ropes?
Oh, God. Keen.
Shane, Keen, Nikki and Mark are better known as what band?
Westlife.
What is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration better known as?
Oh my God.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
3, 2, 1.
NASA.
Who's the current tarnishta?
Leo Varadkar.
True or false? Footballer Hugo Lloris ties his wedding ring to his boots for luck.
True.
What racket sport involves a net but no ball?
Oh God, I don't know.
NASA would use one of these, actually, kind of.
What does a vintner sell?
Wine.
Which is further north, Cavan or Monaghan?
Cavan.
How many studio albums has Adele released so far?
3.
And what you do for a living is a bit of a clue, but in what county is Trim?
Mayo.
You were saying the thing, I thought you were going to say Monaghan.
Mayo.
Which is said Cavan.
Oh, yeah.
Because Monaghan is further north. Trim is in a county that does begin with M.
Mead. Oh, that's so close.
Well, it's not really.
Monaghan is further north than Cavan.
How many albums has Adele
had? She's at 3. 18, 21, 25.
So when's 32 coming out?
32's coming out next year, I'd say. I think she's got it recorded.
A vintner does sell wine.
The racket sport that involves a net but not a ball is badminton. Use a shuttlecock.
Oh my God, yeah.
And shuttle is what NASA would use as well, so they were kind of linked. Hugo Lloris does not do that. I'd imagine you can't have bits of
not in
metal.
Football, but tennis player Andy Murray does do that because nobody goes near his foot.
It's not a direct contact, yeah, okay. Leo is the tarnishta, apparently. Westlife
stroke Taishok
is the answer. And on the ropes.
Boxing.
I was asleep this morning as well, Sylvia. I was like, on the ropes.
You know, you'd have some fellow up against the ropes and you'd be smacking him in the head. What's my name?
So, how did we do, Jim? How did we do?
You got 5 today, Sylvia.
Oh, well. Worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. It was. It's just a bit of crack while we're waiting to go back. That's all it is. Crack before we go back.
Exactly.
We hope you get back to work soon. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Did anybody, I bet you no one got a 10 this morning, Jim. They were two. They were very hard.
They weren't very
hard. Very hard. Anyone get a 10? Let us know. You got personal emojis.
Nod your.
But now, yes, it is the radio version. We rediscovered this tune on TikTok last night.
Are you sure now, Nobby?
I'm sure, Jim.
FM 104.
I checked. All day,
all night. Let's find out if he's right. All day, all night.
All day. You know what? I don't care. All night. All night. I know what I'm doing. And I don't care what anyone says.
To Spain and I saw people partying. I thought to myself, what the?
I know what I'm doing.
All day, all night, all day, all night, all night, all night. FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la noche, FIFA los DJ. I couldn't believe what I was living, so I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está muy loca. What the?
And what I'm trying to implement. I know what I'm doing. And I don't care what anyone says.
When I came to Spain and I saw people partying, I thought to myself, what the? All day, all night, all day, all night, all night, all night. FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la noche, FIFA los DJ, what the? FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la fiesta, FIFA la, FIFA la, FIFA la, FIFA la, FIFA la, FIFA la. I couldn't believe what I was leaving, so I called my friend Johnny and I said to him, Johnny, la gente está muy loca, what the?
I'm very clear what I want to do, and that, you know, it's irrelevant to me what other people think. You know what? I don't care.
What the?
I know what I'm doing.
What the?
That's the Stephen Kenny remix of What the? Local people.
It should be called Shave Your Noggin.
It's FM 104.
I know what I'm doing.
I know what I'm doing. And I'm what? I don't care.
I don't care. There's banging Tony off him. I don't care. I think Tony should be the next manager.
I'm not starting to do it again.
I just want to say I'm not starting to do it again. I thought we don't know how Qatar scored a goal and like we were winning and all. And then like whoosh. And he scored a goal and all. A galt. I don't care. I don't care what you say, Navi. Playing me over a Nod Your Noggin song.
All right, thank you for the nod and love.
No, I'm not
morning.
Stopping. I can't stop now.
It's a banger, Jim. Tony, you might know the answer to this question.
Oh yeah.
Because Premier League Live, with Now, it's your sport on your terms. Now would like to give a 3-month Now Sports membership and Sports Extra membership. Celebrate that you can listen and stream Premier League Live on F104.ie on Saturdays. Question in the Premiership is: before Jose, who was the last manager of Spurs? Tony, you can't enter.
I don't care.
Do you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
Do you know about the plan that you want to implement?
No, I don't know. Do I think I'd do a better shot than your man?
I know what I'm doing.
And it's the Premier League before people start giving you grief on the WhatsApps.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says.
I don't care what anyone says either.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
Very clear what I'm doing. Real clarity.
It sounds like Tony. He's challenging.
Clear what I'm doing. Real clarity.
Real clarity.
I do.
Much.
How much? Well, like, you know.
McHale, is it? Real fancy.
I know, like, I haven't had any 10 wins and 11 wins into 11 games, but.
Very clear what I'm doing. Real clarity.
Clarity.
And I don't care what anyone says.
What a stupid thing for a manager to say. Leave him alone, lads. We are, but he's giving us the material, like.
I'm very clear what I want to do, and that, you know, it's irrelevant to me what other people think.
Alright.
Come on, Ireland. If you think you know the answer to the question about Spurs, 087-679-7104. Oh God, you'll win a 3 month now sports membership and sports extra membership.
Coming up at Dish the Dirt, a member of the cast, a former member of the cast of Line of Duty, has a theory on something that's going to happen in season 6. Now, he doesn't know, but he has a theory, and he used to be in it. He used to be a massive baddie in it. And he reckons something big is going down, and we'll tell you what he's thinking. And Greg from Love Island has revealed some secrets, including cameras in the toilets.
Something else about Love Island as well, a bit closer to home.
Very clear what I'm doing, real clarity.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy, sell your car the easy way. Instant cash for your car today. Visit autobuy.ie.
So, Greg O'Shea, remember he was in Love Island with Amber Gill? Yeah. What year was it, Nobby?
Yeah,
what
year was it? 2019.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, he shared some shocking details about the bathroom setup in the villa. He said there's cameras in the loo. Like right. When you're going, you're being watched while you know while you're going.
Why?
That's a bit much. I don't know.
Never makes it onto the telly.
No, it's a bit too. You'd imagine they'd be allowed to do anything they want in there.
When Love Island comes back this year, will they do more stuff? Like in Big Brother of old, there was E4. You could watch the cameras 24/7. Sound wouldn't always be on.
Yeah.
So what if on Love Island this year, whether it's on YouTube or TikTok, there should be a way that you can watch when it's not just on ITV2.
It's a legal minefield. I think most of it's fairly dull. Nothing really happens except for sort of about half an hour a day where it gets a bit frisky, and then they go, "Oh, Love Island! There's the bits."
Yeah, but people would want that, you know, behind the scenes action. Dua Lipa, we just played. She's been announced with Griff to perform at the Brits this year. Now, I think Griff is also going to be involved in some other work because the nominations are on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Insta, and Facebook today at 4 p.m.
Wow.
Nick Grimshaw and Griff will be doing that. She's a friend of the show.
She's a very good friend of ours. Star Wars The Bad Batch trailer unveils the Clone Wars spin-off. Now, I can't keep up with the amount of Star Wars stuff that's happening. Like, so yesterday they announced stuff about Obi-Wan. Now it's Clone Wars, which I have no idea about, but I know there's Clone Wars is an animation, right? And there's about 200 episodes of it. So if you really want to go deep diving, that's where you go. Anyway, Clone Force 99... You can find out what happens to them. Lucasfilm let us know a little bit about it yesterday with The Bad Batch.
Just keep you thinking about Batch Toast now.
What do you say, kid? You want to come with us?
How can I help?
The Clone Wars have ended. You can either adapt and survive or die with the past. The decision is yours.
We do what we do. Strap in, kid.
Very clear what I'm doing. Real clarity.
He's going to be in it too.
He's in the Clone Wars, is he? Kim Marsh is warning young girls not to go too far with plastic surgery, including boob jobs. She urged caution despite saying that in 2009 she was delighted that she had a boob job. But she said... I've made no bones about the fact that I've had breast augmentation.
Okay.
We've got to be careful when we're looking to enhance ourselves, she said. Is that a good accent?
Yeah.
It's such a fine line. You can definitely go too far. I think sending the message to young girls to wait is really consider these things a good idea.
That's, but you got them, Kim.
She's right. Well, she has experience. So if Kim says hold off, listen to Kim.
So what's she actually saying? Just wait until you're a bit older, till you decide if you really want them.
Don't rush into it.
I think
saying.
That's good advice.
It
yeah.
is good advice. She's a good person to get advice from.
Yeah, that's fair advice. But she's happy she got them done, though, isn't she?
Well, she was in 2009, but I don't know. But after that, we don't know.
I think you have to get them NCT'd every 10 years or something.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I don't really know too much about them.
Okay.
Clearly. The Hitman's wife, Bodyguard, has got a release date. We've got a release date, 16th of June. And there is a trailer. The sequel will reunite Samuel L. Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, Salma Hayek, Antonio Banderas, and Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Hello.
Tick tock, mother.
Damn it!
I will bust a cap in your
ass. Have you ever said please?
Please, my
why are we always yelling? Jesus Christ! Really?
What happened to the seatbelt rule?
I don't care. I love that man.
Hi, this is Samuel L. Jackson, and you're listening to the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and I'm a huge friend of this show.
How many times did Samuel L. Jackson say that term?
Mother truckers. Yeah. Tick-tock, mother truckers.
How many times did he say it in Jackie Brown?
15. Like, did you
37.
Count? Wow.
37 Curtis.
You got a million per saying.
Line of duty. So the guy, Craig Parkinson, who used to play Matthew Doc Cotton, the big tall bad cop who was caddy. Yeah?
Caddy, that's who he was.
Right, so he was the caddy, got put in charge of looking for the caddy. Who's your caddy?
Who's your caddy?
He's the caddy. Anyway, he's the fellow who did the H thing and the dot, dot, dot at the end and everything. Yeah. There's five dots. There's five.
And he shot beside the Range Rover on the side of the road, I think.
As he was dying, he told you that there's a H.
Yeah.
So he's been on the BBC's podcast called Obsessed with the Line of Duty. And he has revealed that he thinks one of the three main characters, Arnott, what's her name? Kate. Or Hastings. H. He reckons one of those three will get killed. In this scene. Now, this is just his theory. This is not a spoiler. This is just a guy's theory. He's been watching it really intently because he's so much in...
Well, there's been so many references. You haven't seen episode two, but the glove box of Steve's car is opened and like it's like a small Lloyd's in the glove box pharmacy.
So, yeah.
So, like, will he accidentally have an issue with pain? Like, I don't know. He can't keep taking that level of painkillers and to have no effect. He's going to collapse or something.
Yeah. Well, he looks very stressed, like he wants to get out.
He looks like...
And Kate, all she does...
See, you haven't seen...
All she does is do the eyes from side to side.
You haven't seen episode two. He gets an email that's a bit of an opportunity.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So there's a Chinese takeaway, and this is in the UK, but it's gone viral because the owner has responded. Now, you know when restaurants and hotels and takeaway places, they put up...
They do respond to your TripAdvisor stuff.
Yeah, so you put up a review, and if your review is bad... And it's unfairly bad. They will respond and say, hey, what are you talking about? Well, this one, it's the Oriental Express. It's in Leeds. And the owner, Alice Chung, refuses to hold back when it comes to responding to a minority of negative reviews. Now, this happened in Ireland, didn't it? There was some restaurant that was getting horsed out of it, but their responses were so funny. People were going, oh, class, well done.
Yeah, White Moose also spring to mind because their responses are usually very funny.
Don't mess with White Moose. They'll be right back on you. Here's the review. 1 star from Carrie. Now, there's just some people who are a bit cranky. This food was terrible. Paid €17 for a box. Nothing but chips that looked like they were cooked yesterday. 2 onion rings and everything else was unrecognisable.
Double cooked chips. What's the problem?
So Alice comes back. She's not messing around. You ordered a vegetarian munchbox and then called the shop to complain there was no meat in it. We sent you what you ordered and that was nothing wrong with it. The bad review is to cover your error. By the way, this is what a vegetarian munchbox is. Salt and pepper chips, salt and pepper mushrooms and green peppers, salt and pepper tofu, vegetable spring rolls, vegetable curry samosa and onion rings. So how is it all chips? Please don't call here again.
And by the way, it's cooked in the same oil with the meat products.
Is it?
I'd say if I was a real vegetarian, I wouldn't be gambling with vegetarian spring rolls anyway.
Lads, seriously,
they have a separate fire. I don't know.
Oh, I think they have to have separate stuff now, don't they? I think they do in most places now. I know, like back in the day,
maybe.
Can you let us know, everybody? Is your veggie stuff cooked on a different grill?
Or particularly the oil.
The oil, yeah. God, yeah. Well, you'd have to do that because like, some people be allergic to fish and things.
Yeah. Just Nathan, don't eat out.
1.5 stars Nathan gave her. 45 minutes late. Won't be ordering again. Hi, Nathan. For the 1,000,000th time, stop exaggerating. You were 10 minutes max late and I very much doubt it wasn't late at all. So she's just not messing.
I did wait 2 hours for a pizza in December.
2 hours?
I did have to leave a little note.
What happened?
I don't know. I rang 3 times. I'll just drive down and collect it. It's grand. No, no, no. It's leaving in 5. I said, with all due respect, you said it's leaving in 5 minutes an hour ago.
And 2 hours.
Seriously, 2 hours.
Do you know, it's always the night
I was eating my pizza going to bed.
Oh no, it's always the night they're absolutely, I'm
trying to brush my teeth and have a slice at the same time.
The night you're starving is when they get delayed.
It was like Christmas week and no one was arse doing anything. 2 hours.
Pickup's the way to go.
Sorry, we're so busy. I'll drop down. It's not, it's grand. It's fine. No, no. So yeah, I wouldn't mess with her though, but it sounds things.
So she said, it's Dan. She said, what sort of idiot orders salt and pepper chicken and then complains it has salt in it? Our delivery record shows it was not late and it was not cold. A fake review and a derogatory one too. Take your foul mouth and business somewhere else, pal. So, fair play to her. So, if you, it must be very frustrating if you're running a business and your reviews are what kill you. Because, like, I will absolutely look at the reviews and go, oh.
Yeah, but I'll always take, like, if you go on to, let's say you're looking at a hotel in Spain and you're looking at all the reviews, there'll always be someone moaning.
Always.
But if there's, like, 200 positives, then I just go, oh, there's moaners.
Yeah.
You have to remember reviews. People, first of all, are idiots. And second of all, like to moan.
I think 1% of people are really, really crazy.
Like if you do order salt and chili chicken and you're moaning that there's salt on it, you know, like you're just thick.
Yeah.
So you have to balance it out with how many negatives versus positives, I think.
I was in a burger place one time and it was very quiet, except there was a kid's birthday party on. And the kids were just sitting at the table and they were like talking loudly and having the crack. And just, but they were having the crack. It was a birthday party. No, it wouldn't hurt you.
Do they have a clown?
No, they were just
juggler.
They were just being, hey, how are you? They're just having the crack. And it was a kind of a fancy burger place. And this couple came in and they looked hammered in the afternoon to me, right? And they made
one of these asking for a friend things, Jimmy.
They kept dropping stuff. No, they kept dropping stuff on the floor. And, right. And so it was like this trouble brewing here. And I think it was the owner's kid whose birthday party it was. And they made a complaint. They said, excuse me. They're all slurred. Excuse me. Can you tell those children to be quiet, please? I'm trying to enjoy our lunch. And the guy just opened the door and said, get out.
Oh, yes.
It was beautiful. It was like,
ding, 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 ding.
Hang on. Not only is the food great, a floor entertainment show.
Get out.
It was like, get out. And they said, we will. No, we have no reason to get out. And when we're not going to pay. I don't want you to pay. Get out. Those children are having a party. It's called fun. Get out.
Oh, it was magic.
Love it. It was magic. And they were like, they staggered out. She was falling all over the place. They had a liquid lunch or something beforehand. Oh my God. But yeah, it was great.
That sounds good.
The kids got noisier even then.
I think I'd even order desserts.
And they even said to her, are those kids disturbing you? And I was like, no. Rock and roll, pal.
Happy birthday, kids. But here's the thing, right? I did not know this. Snakes have venom, yeah? But the venom wasn't always toxic. And they found a link. So basically, the snakes had to evolve. Humans, they have put a link between, well, first of all, mammals and their saliva. Mice, did you know mice can have, they could potentially end up having venom like a snake?
Oh, evil mice.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad enough as it is.
Mm.
Coming around eating your cheese. Humans, because of the saliva glands, could also one day, if we needed to, we could evolve, we would have venom. So we could survive over predators.
Do we have the venom on us now?
No, but is
that what your appendix for?
No, that's for digesting grass.
Your appendix is for digesting grass?
Yeah. Fact.
That's not a fact.
I think it is.
Nobody knows what the appendix for.
I think it is, but we don't eat grass as humans. Smell a bit of it though.
We don't eat grass.
Is it not for digesting like huge levels of greenery that we don't eat anymore?
I don't know.
It's in there for some reason. Holy God gave us all one each.
Nobody knows what it's for. This is the thing. Ask doctors.
I'm sure somebody must know.
They don't know. It's there from something when we evolved and we didn't need it anymore.
Scientists have found that the genetic building blocks needed for oral venom to evolve are present in both reptiles and mammals, and said that the study shows the first concrete evidence of a link between venom glands in snakes and salivary glands in mammals.
So what if you're kissing somebody and they turn into they have the venom?
Yeah, well, we don't need the venom at the moment. But we could one day.
Wow.
If something came, like, let's say dinosaurs came back and we needed to be able to not be killed by them, we might suddenly develop venom.
You know that now, somebody just turned on FM4 just as you said that. What if dinosaurs came back? Just to reassure you, I know things are crazy. Dinosaurs have not come back.
Charles,
and we don't need to develop venom just yet.
I take it at the moment.
We're estimating that Venom.
You know, why not?
Roll out of Venom.
Add it in for a bit of crack. Oh, how are you, T-Rex? You know?
Yeah.
What harm could it do? But, yeah, so the same way snakes have evolved with that thing, they've repurposed. That's what they've
the
done.
Venom, yeah. So we could develop that.
They say that the two are so similar that saliva glands could be repurposed if the environment changed, meaning mammals such as mice and all things like that could already have some toxins in their spit that could develop venom.
All right, so you're doing the movie, right? You're talking, okay, Snake Man.
Snake Man.
Or Snake Woman, right?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson and Gal Gadot.
No, he's already done Snakes on a Plane.
Exactly.
He can't be in another snake movie. Who would you cast as Snake Man and Snake Woman?
Oh, God.
Yeah, who looks like a snake?
Well.
Your man. What's his face?
Who?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
He does look like a snake.
He does.
Big cobra head in him.
He has a bit of a cobra.
His eyes are mad apart.
Who else looks like a snake?
Loads of people.
Well, he's already Doctor Strange, so you can't really use him, can you? Who'd be good as a snake?
But think about it, like the lad in Superman with the creepy arms.
They'd have to be a pretty snake, because like some snakes are quite beautiful.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've touched a snake, I haven't.
I had a snake around my neck.
A python, wasn't it? A yellow and white one.
Big, huge
one. But it had a really nice name or something, like Dave or something.
Yeah, he started crushing me neck. They had to take him off me.
Stephen, stop now. Stop, Stephen. No, I don't care. You give a snake a fluffy nice name fella. All you want. It's still a bloody snake.
He was very heavy. My alive, big lad.
Probably just been fed with a load of mice. Anyway, that is the future, if we need it.
That's the future. No, it's not the future.
It is.
It isn't the future.
It is. I'm a very definitive plan about the...
I don't care.
The future.
Very clear what I'm doing. Real clarity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to develop venom. Is that right? And yeah. Then we'll just boit all the other teams.
It's not the saints are coming, the snakes are coming. It's FM 104. I still hate snakes, by the way.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.